is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama. I'm wanting to share something with you today, which I'm hoping will feel like a little call to action. An understanding and a realization around just how important putting your own self-care, your own happiness, your own focus on yourself is. I know that our lives are so busy. I know we've just finished 2 weeks of school holidays here, and the juggle over the last couple of weeks was so intense. I'm usually really strict with myself about what time I go to bed so I can still get up early, but all of that had to go out of the window so I could just get the basics done, as well as being there for my two girls who are out of school and my little boy. We had play dates that I had to organise, different activities, driving around. You know, school holidays also seems to be the time that you book in specialist appointments, and there was just so much going on. And it's so easy in those times of busyness to put myself last, even after all these years. It is so easy to prioritise their activities and their happiness and their health, or prioritise just getting the house organised. But here's what I know for sure. If not now, then when? That simple statement, that simple sentence has changed so much for me. Because I know after 10 years of being a mama, 10 years this year, that it never stops. I thought the nights of really bad broken sleep were so far behind me when my little boy finally started sleeping through the night consistently when he was about two. I thought, oh my goodness, I've done it. Woohoo, I've done it. I've finally got through 8.5 years of broken sleep and I can now start having a life again. And then just a few months ago, something new came up and I was back to the most horrendous nights. I was back to having days of running on 4 hours of broken sleep. I was back to not being able to see properly because I was so tired, my eyes were foggy. I was right back in there again, and I thought to myself, I can't believe I'm here again. 10 years of dealing with this. I thought it would be done by now. And that helped me see that the only time for us to focus on ourselves, mamas, is right now, because you do not know what's coming up tomorrow. You do not know what's coming up next month. This journey of life, let alone motherhood, doesn't slow down. We should know that by now. Time just gets faster. The things that are required from us each day just get longer. The list of things that is required from us each day just gets longer. It just gets faster and faster and faster. And if we don't put our foot down, and if we don't say to our family, to the universe, and to ourselves, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. I need to catch my breath here. I need to just pause for a second. I can't just keep unconsciously pushing through each day. My body will break. I will yell. I will miss all the good bits. I have to stop for a second and look after myself. If we don't do that now, then when? Because if you're waiting for the kids to go to school, or for your partner to come home from his overseas trip, or for that job to change, or for your mother-in-law to start helping more, if there are any excuses around the way that you're looking after yourself and the way you're prioritizing yourself, then I can guarantee you, beautiful mama, that there will always be more excuses. And here's the other reason why we must do this now. I often go to bed hours before my husband at night. Yes, I love my early morning routine. And if you haven't heard about what I do in the mornings, there is a great podcast around that, which has been one of my most popular because I know morning routines are a big thing for us mamas. But because I love getting up 5, 5:30 and having that space to myself, I also really love going to bed at about 9. And my husband is a complete opposite night owl. He really loves that space on his own after we all go to bed. That's his self time. Took me ages to accept that. Took me ages to be okay with us going to bed at separate times, knowing that he needed that space and I needed my space in the morning, and it works for us. But I often go to bed saying to my husband, I need to get my sleep now because I don't know what my night's going to be like and I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I can see a window to look after myself now, so I'm going to take it. And that's what I really want you to start thinking about today. That's what I really invite you to start thinking about when you look at your day. If there are 5 minutes where your little ones are happily playing with the Play-Doh and nobody's fighting and biting each other yet, train yourself to go, oh, here's a little window. What am I going to do with it? And the answer cannot be fold that washing or open that Facebook feed or answer that email. The answer has to be, what can I do for myself right now? Because I don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. I don't know what strength, resilience, grace, calmness I'm going to need. So how can I fill myself up in this little window so I'm ready, so I can keep showing up the best I can? If we use every little window of our day to completely deplete ourselves, then we will end up broken and not behaving the way we want to. When you think about that moment you're standing in the checkout line in the supermarket, most of us think of that as a chance to check our social media feed. It should be the chance for us to just focus on our breath, to perhaps have a look at our little one in the trolley and giggle and laugh and play a game, or if you're on your own, lucky you, to just sit there or stand there and focus on some positive thoughts, to think about what you need right now. How can you give yourself this gift in that moment? So often we fill every minute of every day with more action. And then when the shit hits the fan, when it is that moment where suddenly someone starts vomiting, or you do have months of broken sleep again out of nowhere, or bigger life tragedies happen, you'll have nothing left. There is no reserve. Every single day we need to be filling that tank, not depleting it. Because here's the truth, life will keep happening. It's not going to stop for us, and it's certainly not going to protect us from anything bad happening. But I can guarantee you that if you keep looking at your day and your time as little pockets of moments to fill yourself up, then when those moments come along, you will be calmer, you will be stronger, you will be more resilient, your health will be better, you'll be able to be more present and kind. So if not now, beautiful, then when? Don't put it off anymore. We can be happy, calm and connected, even when we've had 10 years of broken sleep. Even when all three kids are vomiting, even when you're a solo parent, when things go wrong, when work is demanding too much for you, even when that anxiety is rising up in your chest because you're not sure how you're going to get through this, fill yourself up in every little moment that you can, and you will have a reserve that you can lean on and draw from whenever you need it. There is no more waiting for this. We can't keep putting it off. We have to prioritize ourselves so we can be in the moment, whatever that moment demands. And mamas, this is what I do best. This is what I teach best. I absolutely love sharing with mamas how to completely rethink. Train your brain to rethink of the way your day unfolds. To stop being all in your head. To start seeing pockets of time that were never there before. To start realizing how important this is so that you can deal with whatever life throws at you today. And here's the amazing thing. Start doing this work, start connecting with yourself in this way, and somehow life just gets easier anyway. Somehow those big chaotic chaos times don't seem to happen so often. Which one comes first, the chicken or the egg? I'm not sure. My feeling is we connect with ourselves and start thinking differently, and the world around us changes. That's what I've experienced and I've seen so often in mama's lives. This is what I teach in my Reconnect program. We're starting again on the 30th of July. And in that program, I show you how to find 3 minutes to completely reconnect with yourself, to fill up that tank, to make you see that everything is going to be okay again, to help you break that cycle of overwhelm. And you can do this 3 minutes exercise anywhere. This is what we do over 40 days. And within those 40 days, totally rewire your brain to feel differently about motherhood, about womanhood, about your life, about your partner, about it all. So if you would like to join us before the 30th of July, jump on happymama.com.au and click on the Reconnect program. It really is the best way to start prioritizing yourself. Because if not now, then when? If we don't start making this a priority now, then when will we? We really have to fill ourselves up now. I hope that helps, beautiful mama. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.